Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Mental health issues affect everybody. Doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. It doesn't matter what your sexuality is, what your religion is, or your political persuasion. But that being said, I contend that leftists experience more mental health issues per capita than anybody else. I don't care what any of those other functions are, you know, those other features, and, you know, in other words, your ethnicity, your smarts, whatever. If you are a leftist, you experience more mental health issues than any other group. And that other group would be than the rightist. And I say this because if you are on the right, you have some good basis in mental health. You are a pragmatist. You see life as it is, and even if there are some distortions, and there can be, don't misunderstand me, we are not immune to schizophrenia and all the other things that can give you a distorted mental outlook. And there are some cases where it doesn't matter. Again, whatever you may think of yourself, your mind thinks differently about it. But some of it, I think, is brought on when your mind is in a constant state of chaos, when you cannot rationalize what it is that you do from what it is that you say. So when you're thinking about the right, we don't live a lie. When I say this, I'm saying if you do something bad, you know it's bad. You don't try to rationalize it. You don't go, well, you just go, oh, no, I know that's bad. So your mind isn't in any conflict. Now, look, I'm not a brain expert by any stretch of the imagination. But here's what I will tell you. I know when my mind is in conflict. I'll give you an example. Right now, I'm really trying to brush up on my French. So I'm listening in my car. I listen only to French radio. And when you haven't spoken in a while, let me just tell you, you don't remember the language like you did. So my mind is, as soon as the radio comes on and I'm listening to these people and my brain's like, dude, you don't remember, you don't understand. And so then when it finally quits panicking, it starts remembering. Over time, I start to go, oh, wow, they're talking about, you know, I remember they were talking about Steve Bannon Alex Jones, and I was listening to him discuss his case and all that, and the words started coming back. When my mind got out of conflict and went, it started remembering. And so day one was brutal. I felt exhausted. You'd think I'd run a marathon. Day two, day three, day four, suddenly my French fluency returns. I'm going, oh, okay. I'm following along. I'm laughing when they started. I find myself going at the right time. Because my brain is kicking back in. But up to that point, it was chaotic. It was like, dude. Well, leftists experience that all the time. Because when you say, should you allow legal immigration versus illegal? They know they should allow legal immigration over illegal. They see smuggling. You know, was it the show I watch, To Catch a Smuggler? They know that you can't just let people walk across the border. They could be carrying dirty bombs or human trafficking, sex trafficking, you name it. But they have to pretend.
No, I'm for immigration and illegal immigration.
No, you're not. You're a liar. You're not for illegal immigration. You're not for woke nonsense. You're not for any of the stuff you pretend to be. But you are in a constant state of denial. So leftists experience the most mental health issues because they train their brains to be chaotic. Here's their other problem. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. By the way, this is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Feel free to jump in.
844-551-8255. When you think of yourself as God, and you figure out that you are nothing more than navel lint, your world can come crashing down around you. I will never forget when my stupid dad, he got mad at me, and he just made this stupid comment. It's in my book. He said, "You ain't the prettiest little dude." I think he said little MF or whatever. And I just remember thinking, that is the most weird statement. But later on, I remember thinking of myself as the prettiest little dude. I knew why he was saying it. But he was mad at me. But it was a wake-up call. I remember thinking, I guess I'm not the prettiest little dude. You know? Because you do. You think of yourself. You get up in the morning. If you got a high self-esteem, you're like, yeah, look at you, boy. Ooh, look at you. You're all good, Cam. Woo-hoo. Yeah, you go face the world. And then some girl likes your buddy. And you're like, why is she liking him when I'm the prettiest little dude? Figured it out. I ain't the prettiest little dude. Anyway, the left, they think of themselves as God. They think of whatever they're doing, and they chase that, man. They chase that feeling. They're the punch-drunk boxer that fights one, two, three, four too many fights. Still thinking they got it. Their mind's going, you got it, man, you got it. Until they get in there and fists start flying, and they're starting to catch them versus give them. And a lot of guys can tell you about this. Ray Leonard went too long. Still thought he had it. You know, Mark Spitz wanted to come back after, what, 20 years or 30 years and go try to make the Olympics? Please, Mark, it's over. I'm not saying these guys are leftists, but I'm saying that's, you're experiencing that. We experiencing it as, experience it as just as regular people. You know, you think, oh, I can do that. I feel like I'm 30. Until you do it and you throw your hip out. So the left think of themselves as God, and then they find out they're not God. They lose whatever it is, whatever luster there is, whatever. Okay, so you're the hot actress of this moment. A decade from now, nobody remembers you, Ashley Judd, or whomever. Look, our world got rocked in 2020, folks, with election cheating. But we persevered. And the same is true in the midterms. And outside of politics, let me tell you something. We experience the human condition like anybody else. But using the Walmart worker example, if things don't go our way, we don't go shoot our employees, because that's what leftists do. They are in constant pain, constant mental chaos. And this guy Twitch, who killed himself after purchasing a $4 million home, is a perfect example. He worked with Ellen. He was he worked his way up from a dancing thing, and he kills himself. How's that?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
96-12-59. Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man. man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, while we're on the subject of pop culture and the idea that this guy Twitch, I think he was 40 years old, had just purchased a $4 million house, always seemed to be smiling and happy, would make videos with his wife, who I think is also a dancer, and just a fun guy, looked like a fun guy to be around, probably was, probably putting on that double mask, right, that chaos that was going on inside of his life for real wasn't being exhibited outside of it, and it caught up with him. I don't know much about the guy. I don't. He was on Ellen for a while. I remember him being on So You Think You Can Dance. He didn't win, but he was a fun guy to have on the show, and he built an amazing career. And you got it all. You got your beautiful wife that's part of your dance culture. You seem to get along great. She said, I will always save the last dance for you. And as I said, they said he literally weeks ago had purchased a $4 million home. Did he overextend? Did he owe the mafia? I don't know anything except if he's dealing with Helen in Hollywood, he's probably living a lie, a massive lie. And some people, I mean, look at what Kanye West is doing. This dude's totally freaked out. He doesn't know what he wants to be. He's finally figured out he knows he's on the wrong side of stuff. And he's trying to make the transition to God and conservatism, but he doesn't know where to go because he has no real basis of where to go. And there are people argue, well, Kevin, he's trying to find God. Well, he may be trying to find him, but he ain't finding him. He's not looking in the right places. I was thinking about Celine Dion is another pop culture story. She's got this disease. It's called like fibro something. And it's an incurable neurological disorder that turns people into human statues. And I looked it up because I was curious, you know, what causes this? And it only affects, I think they said, 1 in a million people. And they say, like, I think they've diagnosed like 2 million cases, 2 to 3 million cases in whatever length of time. Because before when I was reading it, it said they finally realized what was going on in 1792. And there was some Matamoto, who was a Japanese guy. He was the first case. And there was a more popular case for the time. We wouldn't know who these people were, but that's, you know, people are like, what's happening with this guy? And what it does is the bones either do one of two things. They fuse together. This one case where the guy left his body to science, his spinal cord fused together. Can you imagine that? You know, because your spinal cord has, you know, it's got some elasticity. Can you imagine if it just fuses together and you're just stuck? One of my cousins married a guy. He could not turn his neck no matter what he did. I think his spine fused. He might have had like a little version of it. And I know as we get older, we start to calcify. Lord knows I'm calcifying from the old martial arts days where you could just pop your leg up there and pop it out. The kicks are lower these days, folks. But anyway, so it calcifies either the bones or it will calcify ligaments and tendons and in some cases calcify muscle. And they call it flare-ups when this disease hits your muscle because it's got, can you imagine, you got a muscle that moves and suddenly it's going to get turned into bone. And by the way, this isn't strong bone, it's brittle bone. It's just a terrible way to go. And so she's like, I can't perform anymore. My heart can't go on, so to speak. That's terrible. I feel sorry for her because what a beautiful songstress. And what a terrible, I mean, I don't care who you are. There's nobody in the world that I would wish that on. And certainly Celine Dion doesn't deserve it, but we don't, you know, look, we're in a frail body. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you have the Kim Kardashians of the world who put everything into their body and their looks, and they try to preserve what they think is beauty. And something like this, boop, it's gone. And I think in these moments, you understand the fragility of the human condition. Whatever you're doing right now, it is not guaranteed. And that's why we got to put our strength in relationships and learning who we are and the, you know, being around people that care. I hope Celine Dion has that. I think she probably does, but wow. Let's flip over to AOC. I mentioned this the other day. To the End, her political documentary she was supposed to be the big box office draw, did a whopping $80 per theater. They said they rolled this thing out in 120 theaters, and it brought in under $10,000. I don't even think they want to report what it really brought in. They just said it brought in under $10,000. Means less than $80 a theater, which means probably less than 4 people per theater went to see it. I mean, AOC, who's got one of the largest social media footprints out there, she's the darling of the Democratic Party, And she's talking about how we could all die any day, not to go all Prince on you. All die any day. Dun, dun. Anyway, and so people are so concerned with global climate change that less than four people per theater went to see this nonsense. They said, to the end, they said there was a film similar in theater count that outperformed it, the mean one, a horror tale from Atlas Distribution inspired by a children's story, The Grinch, earned an average of more than $1,300 from 162 theaters in its opening weekend. So they wrote, people would apparently rather sit through a bloody Christmas movie than hear AOC pontificate on climate change. Then they talked about our side of things. Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules, which spread, they wrote, unproven 2020 election fraud conspiracy theories. It said that film earned just under $1.5 million in theaters. Well, what they probably didn't tell you is it didn't roll out across a lot of theaters. That's a lot of money. So just look at this. Dinesh D'Souza made $1.5 million and talking about election cheating and climate change, which is the biggest existential threat to mankind, brought in under $10,000. They said, in the trailer for To the End, Ocasio-Cortez calls the climate change fight the moonshot of our generation. And get this, the film premiered at Sundance. They said the latest version of the film was edited, including the ending, after the film festival premiered to reflect changes in the political landscape. What they're telling you is it was a bomb at Sundance. And they also included the Inflation Reduction Act. Surprise, that thing failed, huh?
Radio show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Over the past 2 days and today's trading day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost more than 4% of its value. It's been down by as many as 500 points today. That's 1.5%. We're learning that a federal judge in Washington recently authorized federal prosecutors to access the emails of four men linked to former President Trump's attempt to change the results of the 2020 election. Among the four, Congressman Scott Perry and Trump attorney John Eastman. Not happy with the number of journalists who cover him, Elon Musk has decided to suspend their Twitter accounts.
No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story.
By doxing, Musk means posting the location of his jet, which is publicly available anyway. The CDC estimates there have been at least 13 million cases of the common flu this year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I get invited to various threads, email threads of people that are pretty accomplished folks. A lot of, it's interesting, you know, there's ex-spooks, spies, things like that. I'm not even exact. Well, I say this, that's what they say they are. I believe them. And, you know, Department of Justice, attorneys, doctors, etc. Very accomplished people. And what I like about it is when I'm in these different groups is we don't always agree. There are so many nuances to who we are as individuals. It's fun to be in these groups because it's steel sharpening steel. And you get a chance to vet what you're about. And as most people know, I'm about common sense. I'm not going to try to, you know, if you tell me, Kevin, my degree is in astrophysics, I'm not going to out astrophysics you. I look at it as if you are smart and you've spent your formative years learning something to a depth that, you know, takes years of understanding. I'm no savant. I'm not, well, you know, what you do know about the nebula is I'm not going to try to outdo you. It just, that ship has sailed. I used to do that. Because, you know, you want to show people that I can keep up. Well, I don't care if I can keep up or not. But I do know this. I have a lot of common sense. And I'm going to tell you something. I think a lot of these people, like in labs and things like that, that they all bring their, you know, all their, whoo, I've got my credentials. They could use somebody that just brings common sense. It's kind of like if you've seen that movie, The Internship or whatever it's called with Vince Vaughn and that other dude where they go to Google. And the kids are all really bright and smart, and these guys are just lunatics. Yeah, I'll tell you what you do. And they sent him on a wild goose chase to go find the dude from, anyway, if you saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. But they add stuff that has nothing to do with the topic at hand, but somehow they end up figuring it out. And I think there's a lot to be said about that. I'll tell you this. I'll hear somebody explain a concept. Well, I'll use a perfect example. When I was in engineering school, people can believe this or not believe it. I don't really care. But when I was in engineering school, I remember them describing how an atom worked. And I kept saying to myself, I don't believe that. I said, I think an atom experiences gyroscopic movement. And I couldn't prove it. It took a lot of math and a lot of just science and stuff that, I mean, I'm a bright guy, but I didn't have the background to do it. But what I knew conceptually was that to trap that kind of power inside of an of something so tiny that it could be released, and what it took to you know, why some atoms had more space versus less space, and how do you make something solid that technically is mostly void? You know, in other words, an atom is 90-something percent air, you know, or void. And there's an electron in there that's spinning around, whether it's 1, 2, or 130, there's electrons spinning around in there that are spinning so fast they keep that atom either whatever it may be. So use aluminum as an example. You know, how do you make something hard? Well, those electrons are going in there so fast that, you know, they mimic a solid. So if you can just come up with that concept. So look, I'm not going to bore you with the details I already have. But as I was thinking about that, I said, there's still more power to be had. And there's another activity happening in there that we're not learning about. Because when I was in engineering school, back in the dark ages, they didn't know about the subatomic particles that were making up even the deeper side of the atom that they now know about. And guess what? I learned, I don't know, 16 years later, I was right. The concept, and my professors, oh, this is the way it works. And I remember going, okay, I'll learn it, but I know there's deeper. And we'll figure it out. But there's more to this. Couldn't prove it. Didn't have the math. Didn't have the other skill sets to do it. But intuitively, I knew it. And so that's a lot of the basis of what we talk about here is intuitively, I know that's not right. And intuitively, a lot of people have figured out that's the case. So I go back. I'm talking about with the things I've talked about, whether it's, oh, Trump did Russian collusion. I'm going, what for? Why would he do it? Look, that's just investigation 101. Somebody's dead in the house. Well, why would I kill him? Right? Was I in the will? Was I getting money? Was I getting kickback? Was he bribed? Was he extorting me? Whatever. And if the answer is no, well then, unless I'm a psychopath, I have no reason to kill him. And that's where you look at the evidence. So why would Trump collude with the Russians? Why would Trump try to intimidate the Ukrainians when there's no dog in the fight for the man? So when you ask yourself these questions, who's got what to gain? Let me tell you, the answer is very clear. It comes back to politicians, leftists, and leftists don't have any, it could be RID, Republican, Independent, or Democrat. And you know what we need to do? Get rid of them. RID. So when I was talking about all the stuff I've been talking about with COVID and all that stuff, it was born of actual knowledge around the subject and the ability to look at something and say, that doesn't fit. So between what I know as a scientist, a guy with degree, I mean, I'm not an epidemiologist or a virologist. I've never professed to be. But I've dinked around tangentially with it to go, okay, I understand it. I've done enough, you know, digging. Again, I'm not going to try to undo the other people, but here's what I do know. And I know that there's nobody that can refute me on the things that I do know about it. And so I told everybody, I think this is a ruse. I think more people have gotten this disease than they want to tell you. I think that we are now building a herd immunity that pretty much doesn't necessitate the need for any vaccines. And I could go on. I think that the vaccine, if you look at how it's spreading and who's getting it, you know, it's pretty clear you don't need a vaccine. People are getting it and surviving it. And some countries were using ivermectin or asthma medications, et cetera. When you put it all in whole, you're going, this doesn't seem like we should be dealing with this in this way. So then you have to go back and you look at the motivations. And you start looking at, okay, they declared it a national emergency or whatever, how they did, in order to get out of to let the manufacturers off the hook. Red flag. Didn't want to tell us about the data. Wanted to hold it for 75 years, and I could go on. You've heard me talk about it. But what I'm doing is giving you the connective tissue to say, here's why you start to cry foul. You go, wait a minute, this isn't meeting all the standards. This is, and then we start hearing about the experts. The real experts, the people who've been working in this field for decades, who were considered the de facto standard, when they came out and said, look, this is not what is purported to be by the government, they get ostracized. And the people who are subordinate to them, who are not even as good at their craft. I mean, this is, we know this. There's a pecking order. Take the money out. There's a pecking order with these people that are considered the experts, and suddenly they flip it. The experts are dumb, and the Faucis of the world who play with this stuff, who aren't even the real experts, become the de facto standard bearers of what information we're supposed to consume. I'm sorry. When I hear that, I go, you're not fooling me. And the more we've learned, the worse it's gotten for them, the better it's gotten for us, the people who have said this is not what this is cracked up to be. So, last weekend, Governor Ron DeSantis said his administration intends to hold the vaccine manufacturers accountable for making false claims against COVID products that have caused injuries and death. And what I learned is you can go around the all the laws that they put into place for these guys if you can find that they lied, that they, you know, that they were not completely upfront about what they were trying to do. If they say it's experimental, but and here's all the possibilities. You can get myocarditis. You can get all the various carditises because there's lots of them. But if any of these, and you decide I'm going to do it anyway, it's on you. But when they're telling you, no, it doesn't cause blood clots. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. And then you learn that it does. And when we can do all this in this segment, but there's a couple things I want to play. I want to play a thing from Died Suddenly. There's some people that made a movie about it. And congratulations to them. There are people on the right who are exposing these things. And then I want to let you hear from the CEO of Pfizer, who is essentially trying to say, well, I didn't really know what was going on, blah, blah, blah. So you'll hear about that as well when we get back. DeSantis may pull another one out of his hat as he exposes these frauds.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
10%, just like an unprecedented, catastrophic, you know, natural event or something that happened in the United States.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
40% is no one's even calculated that. I mean, that's never been factored into what things would look like. It's apocalyptic.
In my 15 years as a doctor taking care of soldiers, I have never seen this litany of debilitating and potentially deadly medical conditions in soldiers. These conditions included strokes, transient ischemic attacks, pericarditis, myocarditis, erratic heart rates, arrhythmias, rapid onset and progression of various cancers to include testicular cancer, esophageal cancer, brain tumors, neuroendocrine tumors, spinal tumors, thyroid dysfunction, multiple sclerosis, cognitive impairment, persistent severe insomnia, suppression of the immune system, unprovoked blood clots in the splenic and portal veins, avascular necrosis, liver dysfunction, menstrual irregularities, and miscarriages.
Well, I think if you look at the 5.3.6 post-marketing analysis report, the 1,291 adverse events, I don't think those came as diagnostic tests. I think they came as confirmatory tests. You ordered a product. You wanted the product to kill people. Hey, stockholders, we got exactly what you ordered.
Fourth shot, oral of the CEO of Pfizer.
Good for CVS, good for Walmart, good for your health.
When I reached out to Army Public Health Command and numerous senior medical and operational leaders about my safety concerns, I was ignored. Threats against my career were made, but no appropriate actions were taken to fully investigate the number and scope of adverse medical events after COVID vaccines.
What I was here today to speak about truly was the weaponization of public health.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm also a whistleblower. That's funny.
That's a clip from Died Suddenly. I got to tell you, it's more impressive to see it because you see the people and who they are. But these are experts that are telling you what's happening. And that lady reading off a litany of things that these military men and women are facing is just, it's frightening, to be honest with you. She says, life insurance companies are talking about people ages 18 to 49 years old dying unexpectedly of SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. And they're talking about numbers 40%. She called it apocalyptic. I don't know what it was in reference to because I forget what the video was, but. And she says, in 15 years as a doctor taking care of soldiers, she's never seen this. And she goes into the various things that these people are going through. And it's scary that our government will use the military for experimentation. Because that's what's going on. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Here's Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. And he's talking about mRNA technology, and what he's saying is, in effect, they assured me it was okay. It may not be, but it wasn't our fault. And, of course, they're looking for wiggle room out of these lawsuits that are going to occur, and we'll get back to DeSantis after we listen to this. But this is the CEO of Pfizer trying to give himself some runway in case his plane needs to take off for a place where there's no extradition.
And I was surprised when they suggested to me that this is the way to go. And I questioned it, and I asked them to justify it. How can you say something like that? But they came and they were very, very convinced that this is the right way to go. They felt that the 2 years of war on mRNA since 2018, together with BioNTech, to develop a flu vaccine, made them believe that the technology is mature and we are at the cusp of delivering a product. So they convinced me. I follow my instinct that they know what they are saying. They're very good. And we made this very difficult.
So there's the CEO of Pfizer telling you, you know, well, this is 2018. They did it with a flu vaccine. They convinced me that they could do it, so they did it. And, you know, we had to go forward, and, you know, we wanted protections. Yeah. And they made $36.8 billion in 2021 and expect to make $29 billion this year. Giving out doses of junk that are hurting and killing people, are the majority of which is being thrown away. What a racket. As the old saying goes, nice job if you can get it. I want to play a few more clips, but before you get to this, I want to tell you, this is one of these areas where Trump is very vulnerable. And DeSantis, in addressing this, is really sort of putting a shot over the bow to say, see, I wouldn't have been as involved in Operation Warp Speed. And I warned the Trump administration, I go, stop spiking the football over rushing a vaccine to us, this is where Trump really failed. He didn't see that the Democrats were tricking him. Rush this thing in. Let's act as if, you know, because they were, oh, if you can get this done, they were taunting him to say, you haven't done enough. While Trump was giving you the real thing with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, he backed off and said, nope, let's get these pharmaceutical guys in. And he essentially built the runway for the whole lockdowns and we got to get vaccinated and a whole deal when it could have been stamped out with $3 cures. So here's a mashup of Fauci lying about gain of function.
I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain of function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
In our health lead, we now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab.
NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute.
The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
A new letter raising questions about experiments in a Wuhan lab.
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase the transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain-of-function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
3 years, the National Institutes of Health provided grant money to the EcoHealth Alliance Research Group, which conducted experiments with bat coronaviruses in Wuhan, China.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. There will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
National Institute of Health admitted this week that it funded controversial gain-of-function research using coronaviruses at a lab in China at the epicenter of the pandemic, contradicting claims from Dr. Anthony Fauci that American tax dollars never paid for that kind of research.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied, certainly not before Congress. Case closed.
Did you catch that last part? I have never lied, certainly not before Congress. Case closed. See, that's when you know you've caught him in a lie. I've never lied, certainly before Congress. He put that caveat in. I've never lied, certainly before Congress, which means, yeah, not only have I lied, which we all know he lied, everybody lies, but he also lied before Congress. Anyway, DeSantis said, we did a study in Florida. We saw an 86% increase in cardiac-related activities in people ages 18 to 39, the most healthy time of your life. And he says these came from mRNA shots. So we're going to do some stuff to bring accountability here. This is where, and let me just finish with this. They said, for the past year, equity investment executive and former BlackRock manager Ed Dowd has been compiling evidence from the insurance industry, funeral home industry, and government databases showing that excessive deaths among working age Americans substantially increased in 2021 over 2020. He's got a book called Cause Unknown. And he's explaining the deaths that are coming from age 18 to 64 having exploded. And the most shocking stat to me is that 25% of the working population is experiencing disabilities compared to the general population. Those are absolutely astronomical numbers.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.